are currently, we've got a share offer, and so we're inviting members of the local community to dig in and help us to grow the farm, to really take it to the next stage. And so we want people to join in, buy a share, become a co-owner of the farm, and we're raising capital to build a new barn, a much needed new barn, because we've currently got a very small shed that we operate out of. And our new barn will enable us to grow our veg box scheme from 250 to 400 customers. And more than that, it will allow us to host more school groups and work with more volunteers, offer more opportunities for them to come and explore new partnerships to bring more and more people to the site to benefit from what we do. There's quite a lot of different things that and needs that we are filling in our community. We're a community asset. We're an open space where people from all walks of life, from 7-year-olds to 70-year-olds, can come and experience a little bit of rural space. They can reconnect with food and farming and really get a hands-on taste of how food is grown commercially. You know, we play a small but quite significant part in the local area in trying to tackle some of these issues. We bring children, like I said, as young as 5 or 6 to the farm, and we run grow, cook, eat workshops. So we show them around the farm and get them to kind of engage with the vegetables and the bugs and the compost. And we get them to do a farm task, often encourage them to taste things that they harvest straight from the plant. And then we do a healthy eating cooking workshop with them. They'll cook what they've harvested and sit around and eat it, and we'll incorporate healthy eating messages and talk about exercise and try and really kind of connect the dots with them. Quite often when inner city kids turn up at our place, it's a working farm. It can be muddy. There's lots of bugs around, and sometimes they're a bit unsure and a bit sort of a little bit tentative. But I think once they engage in it, they're really receptive, and we've had amazing feedback from them, and get them to do amazing things like harvesting kale and eating it raw off the plant and exclaiming how sweet it is, which, you know, I really, you know, you wouldn't expect from a 7-year-old. Sometimes when some vegetables are presented to kids in a kind of a cooked form, they just there on the plate, they can be quite unreceptive. But if you engage them in the whole life cycle of the plant and get them involved in the cooking of it, then yeah, the results are quite amazing sometimes. So we're at a really exciting point in our journey. We started 7 years ago, and we've built up everything from scratch, literally. It was just an empty field when we started. And our veg box scheme really is our route to financial stability, and we can't grow the veg box scheme without more space. We can't pack and weigh and store and deliver all of the vegetables in our current shed. So it's really important that we raise the capital to build this barn so that we can grow the veg box scheme numbers, and then every penny that comes in from our veg box scheme we can plough back into securing the place as a community asset and doing more good work with the community and those that need it, for the future.